You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Happy Friday the 13th. They say maybe as many as 20 million Americans have a legit fear of the day so that they won't fly on this day. Some people won't leave their house.
Ah, come on. It'll be fine.
We had one back in January. We don't have our next Friday the 13th for another 11 months. We don't get another one until next September. So that's some of the stuff going on with that. But what is this that you were saying about tattoos? What's
so,
that?
I guess Friday the 13th has become one of the most popular days of the year to get inked up. They're saying this is like Black Friday for tattoo artists. It's supposed to bring you good luck to get a tat today, especially if you just roll in and get the number 13. I know our producer Josh was going to get one today because the shop that he goes to is doing all sorts of designs for $13 today. So I would imagine you're not going to get an entire sleeve for that, but maybe if you get a little saying or something, a little symbol.
I see some story here that says that some of these shops, people are going to be lining up and they're going to do rapid fire, so they're going to like throw a bunch of people through, like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, they'll have like a preset of menu designs, you know, and then yeah, they're just going to try to zip them through as fast as possible.
All right, well.
Isn't that funny? I don't think I'll get one today. I think I'll pass.
This is not the day, eh?
Not for me. Steve Marshall went and got one yesterday, too. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. He got a big Darth Maul on his arm.
Why?
You bet. That's exactly what I was thinking.
But why?
I don't know. He's a
Star
Wars nerd.
Why do you want Darth Maul on your arm? Why don't you just buy a Darth Maul t-shirt and wear it like once a week?
I guess he's a big Star Wars nerd, so.
All right.
So be it.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
So listen, the Taylor Swift movie starts today. Although they did something a little unusual at the last minute, they decided to hold preview screenings last night in various cities around the country. And there's all these reports now that say a bunch of Swifties are pissed off because they were so happy they had bought tickets in advance that they would be the first to see it. And then last minute, they opened up some theaters for some special previews last night. Apparently, the word didn't get out enough because they say in a lot of these theaters, they weren't even a third of the way full because people just didn't know about it.
One theater had 12 people sitting in it.
Yeah, but I guess if you're going to go and dance, that might be one of the good ones to go to because you got a lot of room.
I was just surprised by reading this that something that involved Tay-Tay actually flopped. You know, because it did.
Well,
it was hastily put together. It was, you know, not promoted, and it flopped. Where for the rest of the weekend, these theaters are going to be packed.
I guess you could look at it that way because they didn't put a lot of forethought into it.
Nope.
But the movie itself certainly is not because they have already done
more than
$100 million in advance ticket sales. So this will be far and away the number one movie.
Hey, I'll be Jeremy's going
on Sunday, so
I'll be there. Yep, with all the Swifties. Yay!
Get up and dance, buddy.
Oh God,
do a little
this
dance.
It's gonna be the longest 3 hours of my life.
So the Broncos lost last night, their 16th straight to the Chiefs in Kansas City. 16 times in a row we've lost to the Chiefs. Mm. And, you know, we were talking yesterday about how the line was Chiefs by 10.5, and they won by 11.
Hey.
Sometimes those gambling houses know what they're talking about, you know. Broncos don't get much time to sit and lick their wounds because we have to play the Chiefs again in just a couple of weeks.
Yuck.
That doesn't seem fair.
I watched maybe 6 plays last night. I was like, I'm not into this. I'm starting a new book, so I was reading that. There was all sorts of something you would never read in a million years.
That's all right. I like to know what you're reading.
The autobiography of David Spade from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I bet it's interesting, though.
It's quite funny. It's really
funny. I wouldn't read that, but I think it's a cool concept for
a book.
I mean, with all the stuff that goes on with that show.
Yeah, yeah. He's a funny guy. There's all sorts of drinking games going on last night. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
Like, in regards, I hate to bring her up again, but Swifty, like, you're supposed to drink, like, every time they showed her on camera. Well, the first time they showed her, you were supposed to take, like, 3 shots. If you see her mouth the F word, you were supposed to take a shot. For any sort of cringeworthy Tay-Tay pun that was said, you were supposed to take a shot.
Like making a play on a song title again.
Yep. Knickknack, even last night, who's been really into this relationship, she was like, I'm over it now. It's too much. Stop showing her.
It's too much. And, you know, Travis Kelce has supposedly come out and said, oh, the media is overdoing it. Well, she should stop showing up for games then.
Yeah.
You're just milking it.
Yep.
Over it.
The Final Four in the baseball playoffs are now set. Arizona and Philadelphia square off in the National League. In the American League, it's a big Texas rumble because the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros will be squaring off. Yeah!
Let's play some ball.
The winners of those two series will play in the World Series. And then let me see. Let me give you a couple of quick news for nerds since it's Friday. We've got the big solar eclipse tomorrow. I've had a couple of people write into me, ask me if I'm all excited about the eclipse. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's cool. I'm not knocking it. It's cool. But it's an annular eclipse, which means the moon is farther away from us than it normally is during what we call a total eclipse. So it's not going to completely block out the sun. And you get this thing called the ring of fire. Ooh. So that the moon could be centered in the sun. But don't look up at it because there is a ton of sunlight that is coming through and you will damage your eyes. So get some of those. I don't even know if eclipse glasses will work on this. Anyway, the point is, hold tight for about 6 months because in April, we actually do get a total solar eclipse again across parts of the United States like we did back in 2017. Remember when I went and got the speeding ticket in Wyoming?
Yeah.
We got another one coming in April, so hold on to your hat. And then I love these two stories. A study found that female frogs play dead in order to avoid sexual advances from male frogs. Boy, I tell you what.
The line writes itself.
The similarities, right?
That's what I put on Facebook. I was like, yeah, it works in the human world, too. Hashtag marriage. Burn, snap.
And then how about this? A study found that we look thinner in selfies than we do in normal photos. They say it has to do with things like the distance and, of course, the angles that are being used. And I love this quote from one of the researchers who says, yes, people do look thinner in selfies, but they don't look more attractive. They just look a little thinner.
Still
it doesn't
ugly.
Make you look prettier. But I love this quote.
Uh-huh.
What you see is not necessarily an accurate representation of real life, end quote. Well, isn't that true of social media in general? It is not an accurate representation of real life.
Yeah.
But damn, you look like you've lost 20 pounds. What have you been doing?
Girl.
Are you working out?
Your boy is in the morning. Dom and Jeremy.
She's selfies, girl. All right, so if you want a total moment this morning, make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. There's a wiener dog in the UK named Winnie that may have set a new record for her breed after she gave birth to 11 puppies all at once, and they all survived. Winnie's
Aren't
doing
they
great.
Cute?
It's a total moment on our Facebook page, and yes, they're super cute, so go check that out all right now. How did I not know about this? I have said for years that Uno is the greatest card game on the planet, and Mattel has quietly debuted a No Mercy version of Uno.
And
came
it
out
is,
last month.
It's mean.
It's mean. It was $10 at Walmart.
It's a vicious version of the game.
Yeah. It was $10 at Walmart. They're all completely sold out. They're going for like $40 on eBay right now. They've got cards in there now for draw 10. Draw 6. They've increased the amount of draw 4s in there. There's a bunch of skip everyone cards. There's a color roulette card. And let's see, when somebody plays a 7, they get to swap hands. If you play a 0, everyone passes their entire hand to the left. Anyway, there's a stacking rule. There's all sorts of rules, including a no mercy rule, where if you end up with 25 cards, you immediately lose. So it's a cutthroat game of Uno, and
vicious,
I gotta get my hands on it. I really do.
Vicious.
It's really kind of fun. So anyway, that's going on the planet. Netflix says it plans to open a new line of retail shops. They're going to be calling Netflix House. I guess you get to go and immerse yourself in the world of Stranger Things and Squid Game and Bridgerton. I don't know if they're going to have like interactive exhibits in regards to these shows. There's not a lot of details, but they're going to have restaurants in there based on like Squid Game, merch stores. So, I don't know. Does Netflix need this? No, probably not. They're not hurting for money. But they're going to have a couple of them pop up here in the States and then overseas. So, the Netflix house is coming.
It's just another revenue stream.
You're damn right it is, dude. So, there's a lot of things that can get your blood kind of pumping and get the adrenaline moving in the morning. The gym being one. But I'll tell you what, you can skip the gym this morning. Because a new study has found that parallel parking can increase your heart rate by an average of almost 60%. My God. Burn some calories parallel parking. Of course, there's the stress and anxiety of doing it quickly without hitting anybody. And if there's somebody waiting for you, you're getting all like fired up.
And you know you're being judged by people who are watching
you.
Yeah,
you are. I can't stand parallel parking. Especially
I like parallel parking.
In America's
I'm pretty
pickup.
Good at it. Which is funny, that's what I failed in my driving test when I was 16, but I love doing it. Here's what I find the most fun and challenging thing with parallel parking is when you're on a one-way street and you're parking on the left side of the road, parallel parking.
Yeah, I'm driving
because it's so, you know, opposite of your muscle memory.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I love
like backing
doing
in
that.
The trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say you can also just get your heart rate pumping just by backing into a spot as well. So maybe that's where I get my adrenaline boost since I'm always backing the old truckster in.
I'm a pull through guy.
I do like pulling through as well.
I'm a pull through
guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything else I want to tell you? There is this dating trends post with a bunch of sayings when it comes to dating. I can give you a couple of them. Crypt ick. When the person you're with suddenly feels icky because they're way too focused on one specific topic. They said, especially if it's cryptocurrency. Crypt ick.
That's funny. I wonder if there's a bigger topic in that.
Probably.
Like, what is your significant other obsessed with, or why did you break up with someone because of their obsession with something?
Constantly talking about it. How about PMI instead of TMI? Premature intimacy is what PMI stands for.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bunch of those. I'll post them on my Facebook if you want to check it out. But right now, this. Croptober. Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom
and Jeremy. Is this one unhealthy today?
On the FB. It's so good today. Oh, it's so good. It's crockpot banana French toast, you guys.
There we go.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now we're talking.
The only downside to this recipe is it calls for some nuts in it. And you know I
That's
am
right.
how I am with nuts and bread. So anyway.
Well, you can leave your nuts out of it.
I'm going to. This is a really good little casserole dish for breakfast. So it's banana French toast. You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Croptober.